Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 41. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, 23. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of rain, highs around 49. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tom. Two people were taken to a hospital after they were injured in a crash yesterday afternoon in Jefferson County. The crash was reported at 3:21 Tuesday at the intersection of K4 and K92 highways. That location is about 3 miles west of Ozaukee. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a Toyota Matrix car was westbound on K92 when the driver failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection with K4. The Toyota then crossed K4, entered the west ditch, striking a fence and coming to rest in a field. The driver and passenger, Stephen W. Collier, 70, and Margaret Collier, 69, both of Ozaukee, were transported to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka with suspected minor injuries. Tuesday morning, crews were dispatched to Highway 50 for a two-vehicle collision. With blowing dirt, it made conditions hazardous. Garden City also reported power outages due to the 70, sometimes 80-mile-per-hour winds in southwest Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty Accord, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All at prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty Export is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today so we can save the most money.
Rusty at Ford, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer details, number 214984.
Shortly before 9 o'clock on February 28th, the Jackson County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a Ford F-150 for a traffic infraction near 134th and U.S. Highway 75. The driver and passenger of the vehicle were from Indiana, and they were arrested and booked into the Jackson County Jail on requested charges of possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine. A semi ended up on its side Tuesday afternoon when high winds toppled the rig as it traveled on I-70 in western Kansas. The crash was reported around 2:15 yesterday afternoon on westbound I-70 just south of Canarado. The location is about a mile east of the Kansas-Colorado state line. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a Freightliner semi was westbound on I-70 in the right lane when a large gust of wind caused the rear of the trailer to swing into the left lane, causing the trailer to begin to tip. The driver of the semi was transported to Goodland Hospital with suspected minor injuries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The public education system in the state of Nebraska says they are pushing back under the latest Trump administration push, along with the U.S. Department of Education sweeping a Dear Colleague letter that had threatened to rescind all federal funding for public schools in each state that uses race-conscious practices in their programming, admissions, scholarships, and other aspects of student life. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, officials in the public education system in Nebraska are working with the American Federation for Teachers, who had filed the complaint last week after the letter that came from the Trump administration saying that they have taken measures to crack down on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across the federal government. According to the complaint letter that was sent back to the Trump administration, they say that it would lead to, quote, devastating impacts on schools, including undermining schools as a, quote, training ground for informed, prepared citizens. The Trump administration had signed an executive order ending at DEI programs in all public schools. But American Network News.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for The Hydraulic Shop.
Get ready for Shilling Cattle Production Sale Wednesday, March 26th at 1 p.m. Central Time. With 60 Angus and 5 Limflex bulls and 10 Angus heifers, there's plenty to choose from. These are big, stout, performance kind of cattle and great selection for calving ease bulls. Check us out on Facebook at Shilling Cattle, or you can also watch the sale on DV Auction. The sale is located in Brewster, Kansas. Come check out great cattle, meet great people, and the best of all, eat some fantastic food. So don't forget, mark your calendars for Shilling Cattle Production Sale Wednesday, March 26th.
Reporting local news, I am Max Blasky. National Speaker Jeff Siegler with Revitalize or Die was brought in by One Marysville recently to showcase his presentation, Civic Apathy, Civic Pride, to around 50 Marshall County residents in Marysville. The goal of the presentation, to enforce the importance of local contributions to the community, were highlighted by comments by Siegler on how our national thought on economy has changed over the years.
We went all in on the national economy, more on Wall Street than Main Street, and shareholders became more important. And so, you know, national chains, they're in the extraction business. You know, every business, every national chain that comes to a community takes more money out than it puts in. What are 10 departments in Walmart? Grocer, used to be a local grocer. Hardware, used to be a local hardware store. Jewelry, used to be a local jewelry store. Pharmacy, used to be a local pharmacy. Clothing, right. Those are 50 mom and pop stores under one roof. Like, that's the cost of this. And then you start adding in, you know, national banks and you know, all the different national businesses that come in. And I mean, that's capitalism. I'm not arguing against it, but I think that communities need to be a little more protective about what we let in. You know, we used to build our homes for ourselves, and now we let somebody, you know, a national developer comes in and builds all our homes at once. Or, you know, strip malls that we build and all this stuff out in the edges. And so we really kind of went all in on this idea of, you know, how do we make shareholders wealthier? How do we drive to everything? How can everything be so much more convenient? And it really completely flipped our communities on their head. It changed everything. You know, we stopped walking around. We started driving more. We, you know, local shops really suffered.
Siegler went on to comment that the issue is nationwide, but can be fixed by looking internally.
We all bought into this idea that when we can all drive to Walmart, all our lives will be better. When we all have, you know, another acre, all our lives will be better. It won't. It's not working, and it hasn't, and we need to rethink that. Because one of the things it did, it's really depressed our standards. Because a national chain's success, their bottom line depends on how much they can extract. So the more money that they can get out, the better it is for them. Because somebody not from your community doesn't have your community's interest at heart. Their best interest lies in return. But if you're local, you know, if you overrun a store, yeah, you need a return, but you also care about where you live because it's your home.
Communities can turn around their thoughts and direction a town is heading, but it takes work.
We can do this better. We can get better. We don't have to accept, you know, the way things are. We can improve all this stuff. It used to be really good. It got worse. There's no reason it can't get good again. It is within us all as a community to make things better. Ultimately, none of it matters without action. You can have the world's best plan. It doesn't matter if nobody does anything. You could have the greatest fitness plan ever invented. If you don't go to the gym, it's worthless. All this doesn't matter unless we get to work. I love this Irish proverb. You can't plow a field by turning it over in your mind. All this stuff just takes work. And that's the best news ever, I think, about this, is there's no secret formula. There's no silver bullet. All you have to do is put in a ton of work all the time.
More of Jeff Siegler's comments from his recent presentation, Civic Apathy, Civic Pride, can be heard on tomorrow's KNDY News. To listen back to this news broadcast, go to the KNDYradio.com under the podcast tab, click on News Podcast, and find KNDY News. We have the following weather-related closures for Wednesday, March 5th. The Marysville Methodist Church will not hold their Lenten Luncheon. Marshall County Meals on Wheels and Public Transportation will not be running today, as well as the Frankfort Nutrition site closed. Again, Lenten Luncheon at Marysville Methodist Church is canceled for today. Marshall County Meals on Wheels and Public Transportation will not be running, and Frankfort Nutrition site will all be closed due to weather-related closings. For updated closings or to get yours on air, contact Candy Y at 562-2361.
Donna L. Goins, age 92, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Axtell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Wednesday, 4:30 until 7:30 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Donna Goins. Randy L. Chilson, age 52, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Randy Chilson.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some patchy blowing snow possible early on today, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 55. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Then some rain and snow showers possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain and snow showers continue into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine and warmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warmer throughout the day on Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time early March, 52 degrees. Record high on this date, 83. Average low temperature, 28 degrees, with the record low being zero. Sunrise this morning at 6:54, with sunset this evening at 6:24. An inch to 2 inches of snow reported around the KNDY area overnight into the early morning hours.
Birthdays are the world's most universally celebrated events, but not always in the same way. It's a Birthdays Around the World today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year. Actor Dean Stockwell was born on this day, and 107 years ago, the Russian capital was moved to Moscow. Most of us put up with some good-natured ribbing or a pinch on our birthday, but you might be surprised at some traditions practiced in other cultures. In some parts of Canada, you might get your nose greased with butter so that bad luck doesn't stick. In parts of Europe and South America, a tug on the earlobes is customary, one for each year. In Great Britain, watch out for birthday bumps. That's being turned upside down and head bumped on the floor. A few for good luck, and one for the old man's coconut. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Tough Midwest lawns need tough American-made mowing equipment. This year, ride with the best on a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Hustler provides top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfortable designs. With a full line of residential and commercial zero-turn options, Blue Valley Trailers can have you on a new Hustler in no time or service the one you have. See what options are available at BlueValleyTrailers.com or stop by the showroom on the east side of Waterville. Hustler mowers work as hard as you. Find the right model today at Blue Valley Trailers.
Tim's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as Wichita State women's basketball fell 58-46 to Tulsa in the regular season finale last night in Charles Koch Arena. The Shockers secured the number 11 seed in the American Athletic Conference tournament, where they will open against number 6 Tulane in the second round on Sunday, March 9th, 8 p.m. tip down in Fort Worth, Texas. Not a whole lot of other games that took place last night for the three big major universities. However, quite a few games taking place tonight and for the rest of the week, including the K-State men's basketball team wrapping up their regular season against Cincinnati on the road tonight. That game will tip off at 6 p.m. Also, women's basketball for KU. Postseason play begins today as the KU Jayhawks face Texas Tech in the first round of the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Tip off from the T-Mobile Center is set for 8 p.m. and the game will be broadcast on ESPN+. And then a couple of cancellations, including Wichita State softball against Kansas City is no more, as well as K-State baseball against Creighton has been canceled.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Who wants to go wheeling? Here at Truck Stuff, we like to go off-road and know many of you do too. Now is a great time to get your rig ready with some bigger wheels and tires, get it lifted or axles trussed, new gears, or even some locally made ruck sliders. We can also get your whip lights and recovery gear or even the hitch for your tow rig. We have interest-free financing through Snap, so come see us today at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Now on the national scale, we look at the NBA as the Lakers 40-year-old superstar LeBron James became the NBA's first 50,000-point man last night. James came into the Lakers game against the New Orleans Pelicans needing just a point to reach 50,000 combined points for his career in the regular season as well as the postseason. He reached the milestone on his first shot, connecting on a three-pointer from the left wing off of Doncic's feed to put the Lakers up 13-6 in the first quarter. A lot of other games across the NBA included Golden State over New York last night, 114-102. Cleveland continues to be the top team in the NBA with a win over Chicago, 139-117. Minnesota downs Philadelphia, 126-112. And, of course, the Lakers game mentioned was the Lakers all the way, 136-115 over New Orleans. There was also some great games in men's college basketball last night as Mississippi State gets upset by Texas, 87-82. Texas A&M downs the number one team in the country over Auburn, 83-72. And BYU in double overtime over Iowa State, 88-85. Sam Speck with your sports updates on the Mid-America Sports Network.
The Lady Bulldogs knocked off third-seed Cheney Cardinals 37-32 in a 3A sub-state semifinal on Tuesday. Marysville led all the way, 2 points at the end of the first. They were up 6.5. Cheney fought back within a point, but that was as close as it would get. Marysville struggled again at the line, as they did in the win at Haven, 8-18, but they hit some big ones down the stretch for a two-score lead, and it was 37-32 as Marysville improves to 11-11. Cheney season ending at 16-6. Lindsey Dressman led scoring with 15 for NHS, the only player for either team at double figures, as Marysville moves on You tip off Friday at Halstead at the 3A Championship. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
High school basketball scores from Tuesday night's action in the Class 3A Halstead Substate Bracket. The 11-seed Marysville Bulldogs knock off 3-seeded Cheney 37-32. That'll set a matchup between Marysville and 2-seeded Halstead Friday night as Halstead took care of Nemaha Central 36-28. That game time on Friday between Marysville and Halstead for a right to be Substate champion is yet to be determined, with broadcast on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.5. On the other side of the girls' 3A bracket, Riley County defeated Southeast Saline 39-18, while Heston took care of Minneapolis 51-39. That'll set up a matchup between Riley County and Heston on the top side of the girls' 3A bracket.
Wednesday, Marysville boys scheduled at Heston at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights girls scheduled at Mount Academy in Atchison at 6, live on FM 95.5. Diller Odell, Lady Griffins are 7th seed and face 2nd seed Elm Creek in the state tournament Wednesday evening at 6 from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. On Friday, we'll cover girls 1A Division 2 from Tescott with Hanover and Axtell girls at 6, Lynn versus St. John's Tipton at 7:30 on FM 95.5. And it's boys' final Saturday evening from Tescott, with Hanover facing Logan Palco and Axtell versus St. John's Tipton, also live on FM 95.5.
Hey, K-State fans, single-game tickets for all 23 home games of the 2025 K-State baseball season are on sale now. Order your tickets today and make plans to catch the Wildcats in action this spring as they build on last year's 35 wins, regional championship, and super regional appearance. To purchase tickets, call 1-800-221-2287 or visit kstatesports.com. We can't wait to see you in Poynton.
Keep your flower vases filled this spring with beautiful blossoms picked right from your gardening containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Look to your landscape for early spring additions. Spring flowering bulbs like tulips and daffodils, cool weather annuals like pansies and snapdragons, and a few stems of spring flowering trees and shrubs are a great way to welcome spring into your home. Then check out the perennial garden for bleeding heart, iris, peonies, and other spring flowers. Add some texture with greenery harvested right from your garden or indoor plant collection. If your spring garden's cut flower selection is limited, ask a gardening friend for help. Strike up a trade. You harvest a few of their spring flowers, and they receive some of your handcrafted bouquets. Then make a note to add some spring-blooming bulbs and perennials to your landscape to harvest and enjoy for years to come. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Soon after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government began to worry that Japanese Americans living in this country might be foes rather than friends. A sad chapter of history unfolded as U.S. citizens were forced from their homes to camps. The highest security location of those camps was here. And the story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tule Lake, California has changed over time. In 1908, the water began to be managed to provide more fertile farmland for growing crops.
And all that nice farmland you see out there now is the former lake bed. It was a very broad, shallow lake. But soon after World War II started, the internment of Japanese Americans along the Pacific coast started.
As Dave Cruz explains, an internment camp was built here and became a place of forced relocation of Japanese Americans by the U.S. government. Those forced to any camp were asked to sign a loyalty oath to the U.S. government.
Everyone that refused to sign the loyalty oath or signed no on the loyalty oath were moved here And the reason they were moved here is there were a higher percentage of people that declined to sign the loyalty oath than any of the other camps.
About 18,000 Japanese Americans were housed here. It's important to note that many refused to sign that loyalty oath, not because they were not loyal American citizens, but rather because they felt they didn't need to do so. After all, other Americans weren't being asked to do the same thing.
It became a more highly secured site. Bigger fences, more armed guards. It's somewhat unique among the 10 camps in that regard.
On the other side of the lake from the Japanese internment camp was an old civilian conservation corps site called Camp Tule Lake. It had a new purpose in the 1940s.
When World War II started, it was used briefly to house some of the Japanese Americans. And then after that, it was used for German and Italian prisoners of war who were brought here as farm laborers.
There are approximately 400 structures in the area that were originally a part of the Japanese internment camp. In fact, there are more buildings here at this camp than any other camps that were in existence. Today, Tule Lake National Monument preserves the site of both camps and tells the story of those who were here. Traveling the countryside in Tule Lake, California, I'm Andrew McRae.
It's who we are, it's what we love.
Join country superstar Tracy Lawrence at Prairie Band Casino and Resort on Thursday, April 3rd.
Find out who your friends are.
Playing 30 years of chart-topping hits. Must be 18 or over to attend. Get tickets to see Tracy Lawrence at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
Handling livestock can be very stressful. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Lower your anxiety by reducing the stress of your animals through proper handling methods. You'll both feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Livestock have a keen sense of hearing and a good memory. Loud voices and yelling can scare them more than clanging gates, and they'll remember you the next time you want them to do something. When cattle are calm, they eat better, drink better, and respond better to vaccines. Your stress goes down too. Justin Welsh is a veterinarian with Merck Animal Health. He says the company has a web-based program called Creating Connections, which is a livestock handling training system for anyone from experienced stockmen to new cattle owners.
It will have all the way from safety, like safety around the chute when we're working and processing cattle, cow-calf operations, different aspects of that. We'll do one on horsemanship, one on transportation. And all of these modules, the foundation of those is low stress, easier ways to handle the animals through these processes, and also safety to keep us, the handlers, safe while we're handling them.
A good livestock handler should understand two key principles. The flight zone, or space around an animal, when invaded, will cause them to move away. The second is the point of balance, which is usually the front shoulder. Any pressure in front of that point will cause the animal to stop or back up, and vice versa. When an owner is at the edge of the flight zone and properly balanced, only slight movements are needed to control the animal in a low-stress manner.
As experienced stockmen, you can see the results from a non-scientific standpoint. You can see what's happening in the cattle. They're calmer in the pen, they lay down, they rest better, their health is oftentimes noticeably better.
The golden rule is slow and quiet, resulting in less stress for you and your animals. You'll find more tips for low-stress livestock handling at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
What are you doing with what God has given you? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells the parable of the talents about a man who entrusts his possessions to three servants. Two of them prove to be good stewards and return even more to the man than he had given them. The third, however, does nothing with what he's been entrusted. Now, this parable is about more than money. It's about everything God entrusts to us, including our natural abilities, intellect, relationships, and yes, our financial resources. The question for each of us is, how am I using what God has entrusted to me? Am I seeking to make the most of his gifts, or am I frittering them away? Ask God to help you be a faithful and productive steward. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
A U.S. senator calls for immediate action to correct some serious problems in American agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. After hearing testimony from several representatives of U.S. ag groups, Senator James Justice acknowledged that farmers in this country need help now. Justice is a West Virginia Republican serving on the Senate Agriculture Committee.
We've got to fix this right now. We've got to fix crop insurance. We have got to have a farm bill that is a true bill that basically probably is regionalized. Instead of a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't fit all. That's all there is to it.
Justice says we're lucky that farmers love what they do.
We go into grocery stores, and as far as you can see, a mile long, there's every choice imaginable. We pay almost nothing of our annual incomes compared to countries all across this globe to have a luxury like you can't imagine that we have in America.
Justice says there's no guarantee that will last.
But we got to wake up. Absolutely. If we don't wake up right now and we awaken to those farmers leaving the farm for whatever reason it may be, it's going to be a bad day in America.
If you care to see more of the Senate Ag Committee hearing where all this took place, there's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Wednesday. On your farm, broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. We recently caught up with USDA's Rod Bain and asked the big questions, including how much corn, soybeans, and wheat are expected to be planted this season. That's per USDA forecast as presented at the recent Ag Outlook Forum.
What is the outlook for planted acreage of spring crops for this year?
25-26, we do have corn acres up about 3.5 million acres, 94 million acres. Soybean acres are down 3 million acres from 87 to 84. And total wheat acres are up about a million acres from 46 to 47.
USDA grains and oilseed analysts Aaron Eights at this year's Ag Outlook Forum with the numbers. The impetus for planting projections for each crop, favorable prices for corn relative to competing crops like soybeans, cotton, and sorghum, lower soybean prices driven by larger supplies from South America, and increased winter wheat plantings. He adds,
given the decrease in soybean area, some expansion into wheat plantings are expected as we head into 25-26, with a three-crop total sitting at about 225 million acres, just above last year's total and even the 10-year average.
One other note, the new crop corn to soybean soybean price ratio at just under 2.4 is the lowest since 2013.
In other news, President Donald Trump's tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went live at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. The 25% tariffs on imports from America's neighbors were joined by an additional 10% duty on Chinese goods, bringing that total up to 20%. Reuters says the tariff actions launched new conflicts with the top three U.S. trading partners and may interrupt more than $2 trillion in a two-way trade. China immediately responded, implementing additional 10 to 15% tariffs on certain U.S. imports and a series of new export restrictions for designated U.S. companies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Ottawa would respond with immediate 25% tariffs on $21 billion worth of U.S. imports and another $86.2 billion if the tariffs are still in place in 21 days. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Ranch. We'd like to invite you to our 21st annual production sale on Thursday, March the 6th. We've got a really deep set of Angus and Charley bulls this year. Our Angus sires include True Grit, Commerce, Man in Black, and more. Our Charley sires include Bold Move, Power Max, and more. Call 620-353-8170 for a catalog or go to LarsonRanch.com to get an online view of the catalog. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 10 miles west and 13 miles north of Leota, Kansas on March the 6th.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Services growing and ready for mowing season. Come see our new location at 21st and Andover Road or visit Kellogg and West Street. Mowing season is easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments helps maintain a healthy lawn. Test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road or south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Many farms have dump trucks and trailers for transportation efficiencies and to hold down labor costs. But there are safety concerns on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Dump trucks and trailers on the farm are indispensable for hauling grain and silage between farms or to market. It's efficient and cuts down on costs. All trucks or trailers with dumping capability use a hydraulic hoist to raise their beds and dump their loads. This presents several possible hazards to humans. Stephen Brown is an extension associate at Penn State University. He says a leading cause of injuries and fatalities is limited visibility.
Obviously, if we have a raised bed, we can see injuries or fatalities due to the bed being lowered on someone unexpectedly. We see rollover types of accidents occur. As you're raising the bed up, it changes the center of gravity so that load can become unstable.
The longer the bed, the greater the chance of tipping over. He says another hazard is unstable ground. The wheels of the dump truck can shift as the load changes.
An example that we use quite often is when we have a dump truck that's backing onto a bunker silo to dump silage into the pile. Those type of situations, the silage that's below the wheels of the truck or trailer can often be unstable. It can move as they raise their bed up. So making sure that you have a solid surface to start with is really key.
When emptying, raise the bed slowly. If it's done too quickly, the rearward shift of the load could damage the lift mechanism or cause the trailer and truck to tip over. These hazardous situations can be controlled or eliminated by knowing what the conditions are before, during, and after dumping loads. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about dump truck safety at agriculture.com.
Be prepared for this planting season with Cottage Hill Ag Supplies Spring Planter Clinic March 6th at their location south of Waterville on Thursday, March 6th from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30. Covered will be planter maintenance practices and proper planter setup for a successful planting season, as well as a full dive into the precision planting lineup offered at Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 or visit Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook for more information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. To help rural firefighters get needed equipment, the Volunteer Fire Assistance Cost Share Program, administered by the Kansas Forest Service, offers financial support to fire departments so they can continue keeping Kansans safe from wildfires. Eric Ward, Assistant Fire Management Officer for the Kansas Forest Service, provides background information on this grant program.
It's a 50-50 cost share program. If they apply through our application process and they get awarded a project up to $10,000, we can reimburse up to 50% of that based on what the award was. So if we won't go over $10,000, because if we do, then that item that they purchased becomes government property. They'll apply, say they need some radios. We give them an award for $9,000 worth of radios. They go out and purchase them. Once they pay for that bill, then they submit to us and we reimburse. We do focus specifically on wildfire equipment. Technically, that program can fund structural firefighting equipment, but because we are a wildfire agency, that's what we focus on. And that is a big need that is pretty universal throughout the state.
He discusses projects this program has assisted in the past.
I'd say the three biggest ones that we have seen really consistently are communications equipment, radios or the pagers that notify the volunteer firefighters of a fire call, protective equipment, so fire-resistant coats and pants and helmets and stuff. Most fire departments have those for their structure fires, but wildfires actually require a different kind of protective equipment because the hazards are different. You're not crawling into a burning house where a ceiling may fall on your head. You just need something flame-resistant and lightweight for doing a lot of work. And in recent years, as wildfire has become a bigger issue in the state, more and more fire departments are buying the proper protective equipment for wildfires. And then the last one, which is not as big now as it used to be, but is remote nozzles for the front of fire trucks. There's several companies that make a remote control nozzle that would mount on the front bumper of the truck.
Ward explains the value rural fire departments provide to their communities.
For every small fire in a house that gets put out without burning that house down, to that family, that's worth the world. And that, you know, can't put a price on somebody having a house that just needs some minor repairs. Or, you know, looking at wildfires, that grass fire that gets put out without burning through a neighborhood, or with, you know, that fire in the early summer that gets put out without burning up that farmer's entire crop production for the year, those are priceless to those individuals.
That was Eric Ward, Assistant Fire Management Officer for the Kansas Forest Service on the Volunteer Fire Assistance Cost Share Program. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, across the board, it's generally been mixed to slightly higher on the day of trade. That goes to the grains, oilseeds, livestock, pretty much all of the above, seeing either a mixed or slightly higher day today. In the wheat market, seeing some gains. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all in the green. May Kansas City wheat's up 8 at 556 and a half. July up 7 and a quarter to 570 and a half cent. Oats are a bit weaker, though. May oats down a nickel to 380 and three quarters. Into the row crops, it's been back and forth today. Corn back higher now. March corn up 3 1/4 at 4.39 1/4. May up 3 1/4 at 4.54 3/4. The later contracts starting to see some weakness. Soybeans are double-digit higher now as we pass through the noon hour. March soybeans up 12 to 9.96. May up to 10.11. That's up 12 cents. March soybean meal up 5.70 to 2.91.60. And soy oil also a bit higher in later contracts. Now, the March contract still down 21 and 42.06, but May and beyond are all higher. Cotton also, same story. May and beyond contracts are higher, but March down 42 at 61.62. Taking a look now into the livestock. A lot of green on the screen. April live cattle up 155 to 196.20. June up 187 to 191.95. Triple digit gains for the feeders as well. March feeder cattle up 135 to 275.20. April up 292 at 275.42. And same story for the hogs. Some success today. April lean hogs up 257 to 84.92. May up 225 to 87.72. Energy markets show crude oil down 205 a barrel at 66.22. Unleaded gas is down 7 cents, down to 212 a gallon. Heating oil down a nickel to 223, but natural gas is up 12 at 447. The Dow Jones Industrial up 219 at 42,740. S&P's up 23 at 5801. And the NASDAQ up 105 at 18,390. And lastly, the dollar index sharply lower. March dollar down 133 at 104.35. Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service is growing and ready for mowing season. Come see our new location at 21st and Andover Road or visit Kellogg and West Street. Mowing season is easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments helps maintain a healthy lawn. Test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road or south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new trucks on the lot, including a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500, a pair of Chevy Silverado 2500 models, one's a Duramax diesel, and a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. Price to move and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. More signs of a weakening employment market. Private sector job creation slowed to a crawl in February, with companies adding just 77,000 new workers for the month. That's according to payroll processing company ADP. That weak jobs report and uncertainty over tariffs have investors back in selling mode today. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 62 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite were each off about 0.4%. New home prices could rise as tariffs take effect. John Burns Research and Consulting says tariffs could add 5% or about $21,000 in the construction costs of a median-priced new home. And less than a year after the last iPad Air started shipping, Apple is out with a new one. The latest device features a faster processor and AI features. The new iPad Air will be available next week, starting at just under $600. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sub-state basketball action continues Wednesday. Marysville boys at Heston, Valley Heights girls at Mount St. Scholastica. Broadcast live on KNDY.